down here on the field after the first of three practices at Sports Authority. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. Thanks so much for watching. Broncos showing what they can do in front of 22,000 fans on Sunday. The first of three, as I mentioned, and also for players like Aqib Talib, T.J. Ward, and Emmanuel Sanders, their first chance to walk out of that Broncos tunnel in the southwest end zone and hear fans cheer for them now that they're members of the Broncos.
It was definitely a great experience. I enjoyed it. I hope you guys enjoyed the practice because we definitely did. And I'm appreciative for all the fans that came out.
It looks like you're getting very comfortable. It doesn't matter what kind of drill it is, whether it's team 7-on-7 with Peyton, you are getting comfortable 2 days now in pads. Do you feel every day is just getting more and more like you've maybe been here for a little while?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as the days go by, of course, I'm getting familiar with the offense. I'm getting familiar with this team. Everything is going really smooth. You know, Peyton has really been good about staying after practice, getting work and things of that sort. So I don't think I have no choice but to be the best that I can be.
Just talked to Emmanuel, his first time in here with this uniform on. Same for you. How did it feel to get out in front of these fans and have them actually cheering for you this time?
Hey, it was a lot of fun. It was definitely a lot of fun being on the other side, man. And I got a good welcome when I came out, so, man, I'm happy.
You did. They were cheering for you. You know, you're finally really getting a taste of what it means to be a Bronco when you come in here, but kind of talk about so far what it means when you're on the field between those lines, how you guys are developing. It looks like between you and TJ, it looks like you guys have been teammates for a couple of years now.
Well, we're working, man. We're definitely working in the classroom, on the field, so we can put this thing together, man, and make it not just on paper, man. We got to bring it to the grass.
TJ, you come out here for the first time wearing this jersey, playing for this team in front of these fans. What was it like coming out of the tunnel?
It was a great feeling. You know, got an ovation when we came out. You know, I could tell the passion that these fans have. And, you know, they showed up in great numbers. It was a great day today.
Did you feel that they were there as if, you know, like a normal training camp, having fans at practice? That's a nice change after 5 days, huh?
Yeah, exactly. It's good to play in front of, you know, our fans and get their energy. And when people make a play, they let you know. And, you know, all that is part of the emotion of the game, and it helps us definitely get through the day.
I saw you on the sideline on the second day of practice talking with Julius Thomas. You're talking with Raheem Moore. You guys are talking in between plays, all this communication. Why is this so important? It feels like you have been here for a little while, but you don't wait for the meetings. You're in between plays making sure, hey, look, guys, we all got to be on the same page.
Yeah, exactly. Between me and Raheem, it's always on-the-field adjustments, and whenever we can get better for the next play, you know, that's what we're going to do. And you know, as far as Julius, you know, we're all trying to be the best. And whatever we can do to help our teammates get better, you know, we're going to give them little hints and advice that, you know, make them better. Because at the end of the day, we're on one team and we're going against other opponents. So anything to help our teammates.